start out by asking just your reaction to the team trading Jamie yesterday.
Sure. You know, I mean, I think everybody understands. You know, Coach Belichick makes very difficult decisions about this football team every single day, and you know, he obviously, like all of us, we care a lot about this team. We care about a lot about our players. We care a lot about trying to make sure that, you know, we're always trying to do things that'll help the team in any way possible. So, I mean, I don't really have a lot to say about it. Just in general, I mean, Jamie was a great player. He was a great person, and still is, obviously, a close relationship with him. And that's part of the reason that we coach, is to, you know, build those relationships with players and help them become, you know, better players, but also better people. And they obviously help us become better people. So, you know, change is part of the league. It's part of what happens all the time. So we just kind of, you know, we understand that. We move on. We try to make sure that we kind of focus on what's next. It's our next task. So, look, whether it's roster moves, additions, subtractions, injuries, it's part of the game. It's part of what we expect. So, I mean, just in general for us, it's really about focusing on the forward part of everything. You know, obviously appreciate everything that he did while he was here. Won the championship with him. It was great, you know, great meetings, great, you know, just to be around. And just, you know, overall, everything was really good. So, you know, it is what it is. And we're just really focused on trying to take this week and get better, take a look at things we've been doing so far in the first 8 games of the year. We got an 8-game season coming up, and that's really what we're focused on, is trying to make sure that we do everything we can to win, you know, all those games and put ourselves in position. So, and I think everybody understands that. So it's a good week for that. And then obviously we've got a huge opponent coming up here, you know, with Seattle. So it's kind of where we are.
You said you're moving on. How much of your job as a coach is to make sure that players' minds and focus and energy and those things are in the right place when a significant change like this happens?
I mean, for us, it's just, you know, just task at hand. It's always kind of task at hand. And I think everybody understands that. Like, everybody's different. Everybody's, you know, their own individual, and they're going to obviously kind of, you know, put all the different situations that we face every single day and every single season, you know, kind of the own way. But I think everybody understands it's just, hey, it's what's next. How do we get going, and how do we, you know, just keep trying to get better. So I think for us, that's really kind of the focus. And again, like I said, this is, you know, this is just one phase of this season. There'll be something else that comes up that we're going to have to address, and that's part of the adversity that just happens during an NFL season. So,
as we try to kind of make sense of it, I think, you know, the tendency is to look at the player and say, was there anything that he could have done to make sure that he was still here? Was there anything that you saw from Jamie's game, whether it was this past week or in previous weeks, where he wasn't giving you exactly what you'd expected?
I think for us, again, it's just the focus of moving forward. So, I mean, that's really what it is. I mean, like I said, Jamie was a great player. He's a great person to be around and a great person to have in the program. And, you know, those decisions come up all the time. So we're just trying to get ready and move forward and do what we always do.
How do you make the defense better after you've lost a talented player?
I think every day we're trying to make the defensive better, no matter who it is that's out there playing, whether they're, you know, whatever the situation is. We're always trying to make the defense. We're always looking at how the opponents look at us. We take a very detailed look at ourselves and try to say, all right, what are we doing not so well? What are we doing well? What are areas we can improve on? It's a great time of the season, you know, to do that. And we'll certainly go back and look at all those facets. And we have a lot of great players here. And those are the guys that are going to go out and be able to do whatever they can to, you know, to help this team win. And that's all we focus on. I mean, sounds kind of simple, but that's really what it is. And I think if you make anything more of it than that, then you're not really focused on the task at hand, which is try to get better and try to make sure that we go out and play well against Seattle.
Is it a next man up mentality?
I mean, that's pretty much our mentality no matter what. So absolutely. I think everybody, again, like I said, that's here, works really hard to improve. These are professional football players. So they come to work every day to try to get better. They come to work every day to do a job. And, you know, sometimes the jobs change by the day. Sometimes they change by the minute. Sometimes it changes right before a game. So, you know, those guys are prepared for that. They understand that. And, you know, like I said, for us, it's just everybody's out there. You never know what the situation is as far as when you're going to be put in the role to go play, and you have to be prepared for it. So, like I said, those things in this game, which is what's great about this game, is it changes by the minute. So, you know, everybody's got to be ready to go.
I think the move was extra surprising given where you guys are in this season as Super Bowl favorites. So how can this be addition by subtraction?
We don't really focus on, like, you know, for me right now, the even – comment on anything as far as what people say, like where we are. Like, I'm just trying to make sure we're better moving forward this week, you know, or just make sure we're in a good position to beat Seattle coming up next week. So that's really the focus. It's nothing more than that. And I think for us, again, it's just we're going to coach the players that are here, whether they're healthy or, you know, whatever the situation is. We're just going to coach those guys as hard as we can, and they're going to go play as hard as they can, and we're going to figure it out from there.
So how does this move make you guys better, taking away a guy like Jamie Collins, make the rest of the defense
better?
I mean,
for us, we're just trying to get better at every position. So, for you know, I can't sit here and focus on just, you know, like, hey, it's just this one situation. There's a lot of areas of our defense right now that, for me, have to improve. So, and that's my focus, is just to make sure that these areas that we identify through this week and then getting ready for Seattle and how to, you know, try to defend them, that those are the areas that we're improved on the most.
What makes Alan Branch such a good fit on this defense?
Good question. Alan Branch has really done a really solid job for us. He's been a steady, consistent player. He's a really big guy, so that really helps too. You know, he's big, he's long, he's strong. He's really trying to do the techniques we ask him to do, which has been great. And I think he, just by his presence in the middle, can demand a lot of attention from the offensive line, which is obviously great because that can free up other players. So he's working really hard to, you know, like I said, to get better. And we'll go back and take a look at a lot of his plays this week. And I'm sure he'll see some things that he can do better and help us. But he's been, you know, just as far as that's been great.
You find his personality kind of infectious with the other guys?
He's great. You know, I mean, he's definitely a guy that we're pretty serious, you know, on a day-to-day basis. I'm pretty focused, and sometimes he'll come in with a particular T-shirt on or something that'll kind of, you know, crack a little smile here or there, or something that just he knows, you know, he knows when it's okay, and he knows when, you know, it's business too, which is great. You know, that's always good to have, because sometimes you're just so focused on task at hand that you kind of miss that once in a while. But you know, that's the personal side that you enjoy so much of coaching.
Matt, as a coach, when you have players and you want to make the most of their instincts, how do you strike that balance between allowing them to use those instincts, but at the same time having them do the job that you or the coaching staff as a whole has assigned them to do? Is there a balance there, and how do you try to encourage them to strike that balance?
There's really no formula for that. I mean, it's just, you know, like, it's a game of football. So those guys are out there playing football, and they understand. And really, I think it would go back to where we try to teach from. We try to teach from a conceptual standpoint. And then the idea is to everybody to understand, like, conceptually, what are we doing or what are we trying to get done as a defense? And then from there to understand how all those parts fit together, so that when things happen on the field, because it's not completely choreographed, it's not 100% accurate all the time. So you're going to see somebody that maybe should be here that's not, because, like, you know, the guy across from him just blocked him really well, or whatever the case may be, and understand how to replace or how to fit or how to, you know, adjust because of that. It's important to, you know, to be able to do. And I think the longer guys play together, the more they feel comfortable, the more they can, it's amazing, they can read body language, they can feel one guy moving in a particular direction. It's, you know, through the course of my career, it's amazing to watch those guys play off each other and react off each other. So certainly that's part of the game, and that's, you know, certainly something you're going to want to have, because you have to be able to react on defense. You have to be able to respond to what happened, because, you know, you're obviously trying to defend what the offense is doing.
I don't know how you feel about the word freelancing, but is that okay in your opinion in some respects then?
I mean, like I said, it's just football. Those guys are trying to play football. They're trying to understand. I mean, we certainly, you know, everybody's trying to do their job. That's what we believe in. And part of that is, you know, you're going to do your job, but you're going to understand what everybody else's job is, and be able to work together to play together. I mean, look, those guys are out there playing. They got to understand. They see things that, you know, you and I can't. And they, believe me, they have their reactions are way better than yours or mine in any case. So they're going to be able to handle things that you and I don't even see.
I was a pretty good freshman football linebacker at BC High.
I mean, it looked like BC High. That's pretty competitive right there. I have a lot of respect for BC High. A lot of players I've coached from there. So
I want to ask you about Orlando Roberts, who's
sure
really shown up. I think maybe surprised some of us just based on where he was drafted, the impact that he's already made. Has he surprised you, or what have you seen from his game that has impressed you thus far?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, in general, like we talk about all the time, you know, the guys that are on the roster or guys that are up for the game, they're up for a reason, and we expect them to perform at a high level. So for us, you know, it's a process. It's a process of young guys that we bring in that we expect to develop, and we certainly saw something in him going way back to the spring from a linebacker standpoint that he could handle certain things, and he's grown since then, obviously. And by the time we got to training camp, got the pads on, saw some explosiveness, saw some power. He's got really good quickness, really good just linebacker instincts. He can see the ball, knows where the ball's going. He's very fast to get there. So all of that's been positive. We're just trying to get him better, you know, and keep working. There's a lot of the game that he still has to learn as a young player in the NFL. There's a lot of the game that is new to him, too. So we're just trying to keep pushing him along and see, you know, as much as he can handle and as much as he can do. So that's really about it.
With a player like Mike Roberts, he seems like an old-school kind of physical thumping linebacker, but he's not that big. Do you have any concerns when you see a player like that playing that kind of style, you know, just durability?
I mean, I think he's been that big since he's been that big. So, I mean, like, he's just going to keep surviving with whatever his physical dimensions are. It's more how he plays. So, the thing about it, again, like I said, is as long as he, you know, he can play physical and play the way that he plays and be able to produce and understand the defense of what we're trying to do, I mean, that's really all we're trying to look at.
Yeah, looking ahead to the next two quarterbacks, you face Wilson and Kaepernick. Do you see a lot of similarities in those guys?
I would say that, you know, the biggest challenge, and even you can go back to obviously looking at the Buffalo game from this past weekend, and very mobile, very athletic quarterbacks, guys that can extend plays, guys that can move the pocket, guys that can also threaten in the run game. So it's a huge challenge for us to be able to defend guys like that at the quarterback position, because there's so much more from an element of offense that they can provide. So absolutely huge for us to be able to kind of make sure we have that in mind here pushing forward for the next couple weeks.
You mentioned Landon's stature. Barkevious Mingo's, you know, very different in terms of his length and his frame. How do you see him fitting into the defense? I know he's played a handful of snaps defensively. He's been more of a special teamer thus far, but how might he be able to fit into this defense the second half of the season?
I mean, really, all of that will be determined as we push forward. You know, we'll see kind of all the guys that, you know, every single week for us is a competitive week of practice. It's a competitive week of guys trying to fit into what we're doing for that particular game plan, go out and execute well. So he's certainly a guy that has some ability and things that we see that we've used him for, and we'll continue to try to grow that, you know, through the process. He obviously is, you know, we're just still trying to break him in a little bit as far as learning everything and understanding what we're doing. So he's doing a great job of really studying and grinding and working hard. So we'll see.
How much more time do you have to spend with players like whether it's Landon or Barkevious or Kyle, who obviously is very new himself, when roles may be changing, especially mid-season? Is that a difficult thing to approach?
Well, I mean, the biggest thing for us with those guys is we're trying to spend as much time with them as we can. I mean, we spend a lot of time with our guys in general, just coaching and teaching, and every week is new for us. You know, every week we try to go and we empty the tank on Sunday, and you got to fill it back up starting on Monday. So for us, we're trying to coach everybody on the defense and everybody on the team, for that matter, as hard as we can through the week. Certainly guys that get here that have missed some of the background training or background stuff that we've done through spring, through training camp, we're trying to get them caught up as fast as we can. So as much as we can meet with them, we're trying to meet with them, we're trying to work, we're trying to grind, and that's the great thing is a lot of the guys that do get here, they know that, but you know, they're obviously excited for the opportunity.
How has Kyle absorbed whatever you've thrown at him? I'm sure it's been a lot in a short amount of time, but has it that seemed to gone okay thus far?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's kind of like everybody that gets here when you're kind of new for the first start. There's a lot to learn. There's a lot to kind of remember. So we'll just keep pushing forward with it and kind of keep trying to grow.
Cool. Do you have to deal with the aftershocks of a trip like this with the players, kind of get them either refocused or get their minds kind of in the right?
I mean, I think, like I said earlier, you know, it's the NFL, so change happens all the time around here, I think. You know, whether it's off-season, in-season, injuries, whatever the case may be. I think our guys understand, like, you know, hey, it's task at hand. We got to just focus on everything that we're doing here looking forward and understand that that's where we got to put our energy.
Is there any way that, I don't know if turning it into a positive is a way to phrase it, but the shock value of it you can use to perhaps get something more out of your players?
Again, for me, it's just kind of, I think our guys do a great job of understanding when they walk in the building that we've got to try to get better, we've got to try to improve on the day and whatever the task at hand is. So again, for me, it's more just guys focusing on the job for that day.
Are you pleased with where your defense is midway through, or is there a lot of work still ahead?
Yeah, I mean, I think those that know me the best know that I'm always trying to always look at things and say, all right, how can we get better? What can we do more? What can we improve on? How do we got to try to handle certain things that have come up that have hurt us or whatever the case may be? So there's going to be a lot to review. This is a great week to do it. We get a chance to actually take a look at what we've done the first 8 games, and now we're able to try to fix as much of that as we can before we move on to obviously some tough opponents coming up.
Thank you.
Okay, all right, yeah, absolutely.
Really appreciate
Thanks a lot.
It.